So again, we will mention to you the last verse that we read, that's verse 10 in chapter Luke chapter
15.
Where we read, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. This is the second time we read this verse. In the chapter that we read, the first time it was when the lost sheep was found. So we need to mention to you also verse 7 where it says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So the Lord Jesus is talking about repentance here. And maybe you think you know what repentance is. Or maybe you ask for yourself, what is repentance? You see, we have two groups in this story here. And it's very convicting how the Lord Jesus speaks here. Because the Lord Jesus was invited to sit with the elders of the church. And he was invited to come in with the leaders of the church. We read that they are the Pharisees and the scribes. You see, I need to tell you something. There's two groups of people here. And we need to know which group are we part of. The Pharisees and the scribes? Or are we part of the publicans and sinners? You see, there's publicans and sinners. Then there's Pharisees and scribes. And then there is maybe what we would call common people. You see, here's the problem. The common people, they did not ascribe themselves to the publicans and sinners.
And to amenana diwamba sama walengeredwa ngati ali mgululantu awojimwa wa ai sama
walengeredwa. Neither did they ascribe themselves to the Pharisees and scribes.
Ngakale iwoso sama dziwerengera khona ali mgululale ndi afarisiwa ai.
But the common people looked.
And wajisawa watu wachulawa.
And this is a problem. Because we see the same thing today. Do you know where you stand? And do you know whom you are with? Because maybe we could say today, are you with the Pharisees and the scribes? And you would have to maybe say no. I'm not. But maybe you would right away say, but I'm also not a sinner or a publican. You see, and the problem is, this parable is being spoken to Pharisees, scribes, sinners, and publicans. And everyone beside that may be indifferent to whom they belong. And this is sad. Because I'm afraid that so many people here today are religious folk. Come to church on Sunday. You would maybe most of you say, I'm not a Pharisee or a publican. And I'm also not a sinner. I'm not a Pharisee or a scribe, but I'm also not a sinner. Listen carefully. And see where you belong today. Because if you leave here today as calm, calm and folk, and you can't give an answer, then you will also have come as a religious person, maybe, good person, and leave as a good person. And not only in your own estimation. But what are scribes and Pharisees? Who are they? Well, they were people who were the elite in the law. They were sort of, we could think, pastors and prophets, and as we see today, and evangelists and elders. Very important people. There's a lesson in this. Because me as an evangelist, Aubrey as the translator for the evangelist, or pastor, or elders, we are no different. We have nothing more than you. We have no more status than you do. We're all sinners. We all need to be saved by grace. And the very first problem in grace is this: not pride, high-mindedness. And I have to tell you something. There is going to be a lot of pastors, a lot of prophets, and teachers that are going to be lost. And on that very day when Jesus Christ comes back, many pastors and prophets and church leaders are going to go to him and say, I have cast out devils in your name. I have been in your service. I have preached your word. And God's going to say this: depart from me. I don't know you. Why not? Because God does not have respect for persons. You see, in Malawi, it's very terrible. Many people think, if I become a man of God, if I become a pastor, I'm automatically going to heaven. No, you're not. You need to be saved by grace. My dear young friends, don't aspire to be someone to get grace. We all need to be saved by grace alone. Doesn't make a difference if you're a pastor or a religious figure in the church. And that is the problem here. See, the Pharisees and scribes, they began to murmur. You know why? Because Jesus Christ would go to them. He would even eat with them. Why? Because he respected them? No. He's not a respecter. He wanted to tell them the gospel. So Jesus Christ came in. And it was elevated up higher where the Pharisees and scribes were. And they had nice robes on. And they had badges. And people bowed for them. And they sat in the front. They had much status. They could read. And they thought by doing all of this, they were very religious, powerful people. They said, we will invite the Lord Jesus to come with us. And we will show the people that Jesus Christ is our friend. You know what they were thinking? Jesus Christ, he could be a Pharisee or a scribe as well. We'll make him one of us. But do you believe that's what the Lord Jesus came
for? No.
No, that's not why he came. He didn't come for honor and for glory. He came to suffer and to die because of the plague of sin amongst the people. But he did come. And he wanted to teach them exactly what I'm telling you now. But their ears were closed. And now Jesus Christ is finished with them. They have washed their hands. That was religious things that they did then. And they had finished their rituals. And Jesus Christ departed. Now where is he going? Now this is interesting. Now he's going to the bar. Where there's a lot of alcohol and maybe drunken men. Why? Why is that? You know, we would not do that today, would we? My friends, would you go today and serve the Lord and go to the bar? I don't mean to drink with them. I mean to preach the gospel. Or are you too high? See, this is a question we need to ask each other. Will we go to the prostitutes in town? Not to join with this. But will we go talk to them? With two or three of us. And tell them about it. Not to scold them. But would we go to them? To preach the gospel to them? You see, the problem is, most of us are too high. But Jesus Christ, after he tried to teach the Pharisees and the scribes, he's going to the tax collectors. He's going where to? To the bars. To the prostitutes. To sinners. To publicans. And what does he do? See, this is so strange. Because they see him. They say, he's going in the direction of the bar. We need to follow him. He's going in the direction of the hookers.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, we never know.
One of us? Religious folks? You go follow him. See if it's true. He goes there. To the bad place of town. And not only does he go there, he gathers them. He says to the prostitutes, come, sit down. He takes the drunken men. And he says, sit down.
Where I have to, yes?
And not only that, he says, I want to eat with
you.
I want to have communion with you. I want to tell you things. And the men who were sent to go look, they come back. You see, the Pharisees and the scribes, they won't go themselves to
look.
Because they're not going to go where the bad people are. They would be dirty. And they don't go with the scums of the city. They don't want to be seen there. They're righteous and religious people. So the people come back. They send some boys.
Let's
see where he is. The boys come back. And they say, he's eating with them. He's dining with them. Talking with them. And the Pharisees and the scribes said, no. How can that be? They say, this prophet, Jesus Christ, he's not true. If he knew what this woman was like, he wouldn't talk to her. If he knew how bad she was, he wouldn't talk to her.
You
see, we do that at the borehole. When we know one of the women has done something in the
house.
Maybe she's sneaking with another man. And you say,
borehole.
She's terrible. She can't come here. She needs to be beaten. That's what we're like. And we talk about each other. But you see, we wouldn't go to her and ask her to repent. You see, instead of talking about each other, are you willing to go with the women? To take the woman with you into your house. Some of your older women. I'm sorry, I have to use you as an example. Would you take her? If she had done something
to
you, would you take her? Take her to your home and sit down. And say,
come on,
we need to help you. You have done something that is not right. We need to go and ask for forgiveness to God. The Bible says you must repent. You must repent. And we will pray for you. Do we do that? Ladies, be honest.
As my,
is that what this village does? No, I don't believe it. I hope so, but I'm afraid. But instead we say, terrible. You need to go home. You see? And we do the same thing with the men. Maybe we know of a man. Maybe he's been with a woman. But he's married. And maybe he's sneaking into the house of another woman. And we know. What do we do? What are we going to do? Are we going to take him to our home? And go on our knees and ask God to help him to repent, to tell him how it is that the Bible rebukes this, and that he must return to his wife, and that he must be forgiven. You see, Jesus did this. Jesus Christ did this.
Yes, Christ.
And we won't do it. We as leaders won't do this. Maybe we have too much of the character of the scribes or the Pharisees. But now Jesus Christ is there.
Yesu Kristo yuko.
And he's talking to sinners. He's talking to drunken men. He's talking to murderers. He goes to the prison. And he talks to the people in the prison. You see, the Pharisees and the scribes, they say, no, he cannot be the Son of God. He cannot be the chosen prophet. Because if he was the chosen prophet, he would not do such things. He would know how bad those people are. And they murmured.
I have to
ask you something. And I want you to answer for yourself. Where do you belong? Because I have to tell you something. If you belong by the religious folk, you know the law good,
you
know the Bible good, then I'm afraid there may not be hope for you. But if you want to be honest before the Lord, He is ready to visit you. This is so strange, isn't it? He wants to be here today where you are sinners. He wants to dine with sinners. Have you been struggling? Maybe 1, 2, 3 husbands? Have you been struggling? Are you in pain? Has things been happening in your life that makes you distressed? You don't know anymore how to do it. You have no work. And you're struggling? You go for beer? I understand. I understand. You may think, maybe I don't understand, but I do. I know what that's like. The pain is deep.
You go for
drinking. To calm ourselves. I know. I'm like you. I know what it's like. I know and understand that when you are afraid and you can't feed your children. That you need to bring in another man. You see, I understand. I'm not rebuking you for this. But I'm only saying this. I'm asking you to repent. See, because that's what repentance is. We can go to each one of us and chastise. And
tomorrow
you'll do the same thing. Tomorrow you'll do the same thing again. We could give you a beating. You could give your child a beating. Mothers, let me ask you something. You who have children. When you beat your children, because they've been bad. Has it ever made them good? Have you ever been successful? Have they turned into good people? No, we can chastise them. We can beat them. We can take a drunk man. And we can beat him.
So
he's in pain. But tomorrow he will do the same thing. Why? Why is that? It's because we think that taking it into our own hands is going to change people. But it's not. Nobody has ever changed for Allah. It's only been made worse. You see, because if we made a law today that whoever steals must be killed, What's going to happen? You're not going to change. And what will you do? You'll become even more secretive. And we will become even more worse. Because if this man steals something, and this man finds out, he cannot say anything. Otherwise, he's going to get killed. So what does he do? He kills him, so he doesn't say anything. It's not going to help you to beat your children. What we need is repentance. We need the truth to be told. And then not punishment, but forgiveness. Listen carefully. You see, when we tell the truth, we right away think if the truth is exposed, I will get punished. And that's true in natural life. But that's not true in the gospel. People, that's honestly not true in the gospel. Let me tell you a mystery you may not know. If the truth is exposed, and we repent, we don't get punished, but your punishment goes on Christ, and he died for you. That's so different, isn't it? See, God must punish. His word comes with the truth. And when we tell the truth, we are convicted. You see, when we tell the things of the truth of our sins, then I see women and I see the man have his little smirk. And you try to stand still. You say, I hope he doesn't look at me. Because your conscience, for you, the truth, it's who we are. And I couldn't tell you this if I don't know what it's like. I'm here with you. And I see that you have so we are all sinners. We are all publicans. And Jesus Christ comes to eat with them. And then what does he do? Does Jesus Christ say to them, how much money did you make on that scheme last week? Give me some. Because they were tax collectors. The publicans were tax collectors. And in Israel, you are not allowed to collect taxes. But the Romans were there, and they were under the rule of the Romans. And you know what it was like? There was men who was Israelites, and they knew that God had given them that land without any price. And they all had their inheritance. But you know what happened? The Romans came, and the Romans said, you have to give tax. And then some of the men in the village said, you know what I will do? I will work for the Romans. Because I can get rich that way. I'll make sure she pays her tax and she pays her tax. And I'll say to her, 4,000 kwacha for tax. And I will put 2,000 in my pocket. And 2,000 to the road. Doesn't this seem like a story of today? Because that's all we're doing. You know, if someone comes in a truck, I experience this. When I want to buy something here in Malawi, and you experience it too, then there's always two or three people. They inflate the price. Then they take a little bit for themselves. And they split it up. And you stop by the police on the road. And then they look. They talk. And they what do they want? One person they give a ticket. The other person they say, give me 2,000
kwacha.
And if they have 10 people, then they're finished. They have 20,000 kwacha. That's how Malawi works. Am I lying? And the problem is, it's not only with the police officers. If a new road needs to be built here, to the main road, and it costs 20 billion kwacha, it probably only costs 10. And who's going to get the other 10
billion?
Whole bunch of schemes, or a whole bunch of people. You know what I mean, right? Even among the women, what's happening? Even if a man comes in, and another woman finds out, what do you do? You give 200, 300 kwacha. Am I lying? You see, this is publicans. This is exactly the character of the publicans. And sinners. But this is the wonder. This is the great wonder. Jesus came to talk to them. Isn't this a merciful God? Isn't this a compassionate God? See, he first came to the Pharisees and the Sadducees to expose them. But their suit was so tight, it was unbreakable. So he went to the publicans. He went to the sinners. And they said, there we are. Because you don't have to prove that you're a drunken man. Right? Because you're walking like this. Everybody knows you're drunk. So you don't have to hide it. You can. You are who you are. And the Lord Jesus knew. When he looked at the woman, the ones who were in pain, we could see it in the eyes. He knew. Because what did he say to the woman with the Samaritan woman? He says, go get your husband. She says, I don't have one. He says, you're right. You had five husbands, and the one you have is not yours. He's telling the truth. Not to rebuke her as such to punish her. But he wants to break her heart. And she says, how do you know? And she said, How does he know all of this about my life?
Now you have to move away. I put my money away. I put my money away. I put my
She says, I perceive you're a prophet. And you know what Jesus Christ said? He said, only one thing. He said, woman, repent. Be truthful. Be honest. I want to forgive you.